This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli Hamas war continues to claim lives as analysts warn suffering will not end unless a ceasefire deal is achieved. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
Three Israeli civilians and the shooter were killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the attack, believed to be linked to the Israel-Hamas war.
It's a hard day. A despicable terrorist murdered three of our citizens in cold blood at the Allenby Bridge. On behalf of the government, I send my condolences to the families of the murdered.
Israeli troops continue their operations against Hamas targets in Gaza over the weekend. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Meanwhile, protesters blocked traffic in Tel Aviv Sunday in the continuation of demonstrations demanding the Israeli government do more to secure a deal to return the hostages held in Gaza. 11 months into the war, numerous rounds of diplomacy have so far failed to clinch a ceasefire deal to end the conflict and bring the release of Israeli and foreign hostages held in Gaza. Frustrations have spilled into streets in the past week after six hostages were shot dead by Hamas, which saw thousands rallying to pressure the government on that issue. On Sunday, several hundred were on the roads near the Israeli Defense Ministry, blocking traffic before allowing it to pass in intervals. Pope Francis has arrived in the remote jungles of Papua New Guinea. He landed there on the northwest coast of the country with a ton of humanitarian aid to deliver to the missionaries and faithful who live there. Francis started his Sunday in the capital with a mass before an estimated 35,000 people. The trip is being carried out as part of Francis' belief that the peripheries of the Catholic Church are more important